now.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced a massive military aid package for Ukraine valued at $6 billion. Analysts say the aid is desperately needed to help Ukraine regain the upper hand after months of having to ration ammunition. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday called for additional air defense systems to be sent to Kyiv to help protect against Russian strikes, adding a pause in U.S. funding that helped Moscow seize the initiative. The U.S. officials say that Ukraine has sidelined U.S.-provided Abrams M1 A1 battle tanks for now in its fight against Russia. This is part because Russian drone warfare has made it too difficult for them to operate without detection or coming under attack.
The sidelining of the Abrams reflects evolving battlefield tactics where drone use has made it virtually impossible for them to maneuver without detection. A $1 billion aid package announced this week includes munitions specifically able to take down drones and additional air defenses. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Columbia University's pro-Palestinian encampment negotiations reaching a dead end.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University say they've reached an impasse in their negotiations. Columbia University students say they've had more than 11 hours of discussion with university representatives, but have reached a stalemate in their conversations. Mahmoud Khalil, a Columbia graduate student, spoke to reporters about the discussions.
We are at a stage where kind of an impasse. The university is not acknowledging the movement.
Demonstrators say they won't move their encampments from the school's grounds until their primary demand for divestment is met. Other schools across the country, like Emory, George Washington, and Indiana University, continue to hold similar demonstrations and encampments on their campuses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas has said for more than 15 years that it could accept a two-state compromise with Israel, at least a temporary one. But Hamas has also refused to say that it would recognize Israel or renounce its armed fight against it. For many, that's proof that Hamas is still bent on destroying Israel. The U.S. and European countries have joined Israel in shunning the militant group. They all have labeled a terrorist organization. For some observers, Hamas's professed statement shows a potential pragmatism that could open a path to a solution, but the group's vagueness as it tries to square the circle of its positions has actually fueled some suspicions as well. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports testimony has ended for the week in the hush money trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump.
Testimony's wrapped up in the first week of the hush money trial against Donald Trump, with three witnesses called so far. The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. The former president blasted the case and, without any evidence, blamed the White House for keeping him tied up in court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An investigation led by the Associated Press has found that the practice of giving sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the United States over the last 15 years, built on questionable science and backed by police-aligned experts.